Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Wandogs.
And Cal.
Coach of Galwinita.
Righto, boys, we are here to reveal the prices of the Fremantle Dockers. Yes. Where are they at?
Well, they're over in Perth,
south
of Perth.
Yep.
Actually, there's a few players that are worth
considering. Is there though, dog, or are you just scraping the barrel?
Well, I know a couple off the top of my head that I don't mind.
Well, let's go with the bloke that is currently in my side, and that is Connor Blakely.
Yes. Oh.
At $664,000, he is a straight defender, but he should get midfield time.
Well, without a doubt.
Should
and
get midfield time.
I can hear the voices of the people at home listening saying, he's a better scorer when he is across halfback, taking those plus sixes.
Yes, but I'm going to say a couple of things to that. Is that a lot of the times when he was in the midfield, he did some tagging.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that brought his scores down.
Yep.
So my thinking is that Banfield's the man doing that sort of stuff these days.
Yep.
So I think it can only be a benefit.
I think he wasn't quite ready to dominate in the midfield.
No.
Oh.
Now he is.
He is.
Right.
Yes.
That's how we think about it. Well, let's look at him. He's gone pretty much 92, 91 in the last two seasons. Even that 92 that he had the year before, so 2017, that included that 8, which we'll all remember.
Oh.
Because he just picked up DPP in round 18. Right.
And he was on fire.
And I think he was like the most traded in player
definitely.
That week because we all wanted him because he had DPP, blah, 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 blah,
that
blah.
Was terrific.
And, yeah, so that does include an 8 in that. Total. Yep. So that's definitely
He's underpriced. He has so much responsibility this year with Neil Gott.
I've got one for you then, Roy. Him or Witho?
Oh, that's interesting.
Split them. You have to pick one, him or Witho.
I like Blakely. I think Blakely has some more upside because of the midfield spot.
Witho for me.
Yeah.
No, I can't say that actually because I've put in the rolling 22, Blakely is currently ahead of Witho in defence.
A couple of things, a couple of stats that I've dug out, Calvin, that might sway you into Blakely. A third of his games, he's gone 110+.
A third?
In a third in the last two seasons. That's 30 games, so it's not just a couple of games. Like it's... So 10 out of 30 games, that's a third.
That's 33%, dog.
That worries me how much he must suck in some of the others.
Well, but that's because some of those were tagging
in
2017. So that's where I'm liking that.
Are you concerned about the amount of games he's played? I'm looking here, he played 13 last year, 17, and then 15.
Durability.
That can be an issue.
No, it's Witho.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm not putting up with this.
They're a tough one.
He's going to be
a man
this year. I don't like to not back in players because of a shoulder injury, for example.
No, I don't, dog.
Why not have both is my answer.
Oh!
Why not have both?
At the top of the list is obviously Nat Fyfe, who pretty much sits there most years. He is a price at 102. That's $741,000. That's just probably what he is, though.
Gosh,
or does he have upside?
I'm sure he has upside.
But he's got a little bit there, doesn't he?
Surely. He is a 110 guy. And I know you could say
he
doesn't play a fantasy-friendly game, so to speak. However, I think he has got enough tools to be a 110 guy.
Yep.
But he never does.
Is it too much of a risk?
You know,
that's the thing.
Yes,
it is.
Because like, he's another
would not
one
be surprised if he does do it. He's never played a full season.
But that's no reason for you not to pick him, dog.
No, that's right. But add the risk of... The fact that I don't know if he really is a 110 guy. Is he just that low hundreds?
He is never,
it appears to be.
Never in his career has he showed pig tendencies.
No.
He doesn't like getting those little cheap plus sixes.
No. And when he goes on a massive form streak, it's 120.
Yeah.
It's not throwing in the
120. And the frustrating thing about him is he just does team things.
Let's talk
what
about
a selfish
snout it up, mate.
Non-pig.
A bloke that's made his way over from the Melbourne Demons, and that is Jesse Hogan. Roy, you've actually been his little fanboy, I guess, of the last couple of years, and it was well and truly like warranted when he ended up averaging 89 from his 20 games this year. Huge. That was basically went up about 20 points.
Yeah, underrated fantasy ability for what he usually plays key forward, obviously, 90% of the time, but he has so much ability to, and once again, people say stupid comment, but actually play through the midfield. He is that good. He can do it. If he gets opportunities like that, he could get 9,500.
Yep.
Very interesting how they're going to line up. They've obviously got Rory Lobb over there as well now, and he's more likely to play closer to goal. So
100%.
Hogan further up the ground.
That's, McCarthy?
Yep.
What are you going to do with him?
You've got to make room for Ballantyne.
The twos.
Sorry.
Ballantyne, is he still playing?
Oh, really? Yeah, he's still playing, dog.
Isn't I don't think he's going to fill one of the tops.
No, he's there. Look at him when I was...
He'll be midfield.
He wouldn't.
Midfielder. So, anyway, he's an interesting one. Six scores over 110 last year, so that's positive. Had 133. Takes goals for him to have those bigger numbers.
Yeah,
so, he'll be a really interesting one, especially when he does come up in draft.
Definitely.
Price around that 89.
Yeah. I think he can be better. Another thing, he's had a couple of really tough years for an unbelievable amount of reasons.
Yeah.
If he's having, you know, if he's in a good place now, back over there, I think he's got the potential to improve.
Agree.
All right, let's talk some defenders here. And with the new kick-in rule where most likely at time of recording, we don't officially know what's going to happen, but because they don't have to kick to themselves anymore, most kicks are going to be taken outside of the square.
Yeah.
Now, the Dockers are an interesting team to look at for this because only 8% of the time they actually kick to themselves.
Yeah, right.
Other teams were much higher than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
To themselves. So... these are definitely bonus points
they
for them,
are.
Regardless of what happens.
100%.
Yeah, so that's going to be just an interesting thing for that. So Luke Ryan, he took 107 of their 261 kick-ins. Nathan Wilson, 100. So they pretty much sort of shared the duties between those two. Now, Ryan is the one that I probably like for fantasy out of that because he will get a boost. So he went 75 and then 77, so... he can push himself definitely into that mid-80s.
Yeah, easy.
With kickouts alone.
With the kickouts, just because he could have that plus 12 type thing. Four kick-ins a game. There you go. There's 12 more points.
I'm willing to chase things like that in late in a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Not in Classic, though?
Nah.
Is it a little bit... This is sort of on this topic, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later in the season, in the preseason, as we get closer to our first lockout. But these kick-ins might count, but... are some of these players going to miss out on some of those plus sixes back there, or will they still chip around a little bit with that?
Remains to be seen, dog.
JMT,
remains to be seen.
Watch when you're watching your AFLX, Roy, you might be.
Yes, I saw that. I'm going to have to do that again.
Just on that AFLX, right?
Yeah,
is Dangerfield picking a team or something?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
When we're off there, just go to the AFL expert.
Let's keep going. We've got some other players to talk about here. Mundy has DPP, and he got the job done again last year. Some people just
he's
didn't
a very
think
good
that he
player.
Would. Went at 8, well, basically went at 90. That's about where he is.
Yep.
So a lot of people in drafts, some people avoid him, but I think he's a pretty
put
solid,
him in your rolling, Roy.
Consistent.
I think he knocked on the door a couple of times.
He did knock a couple of times.
Yeah.
The other one there is Walters. He didn't do what a lot of people thought that he would.
He was in for a while.
He averaged, which he's basically done the last three seasons. So,
gosh, he can be good, though.
He can be. Can he improve that? Maybe, but it's not worth
it. He always
finds
a way to not.
Yeah.
In the ruck, Sandy, obviously the big boy, and Darcy plays more games. You're not touching either of these rucks in Classic or Draft, are you?
Because
of the role that they'll be sharing. A couple of interesting players that we can look at. Oh, well, one really interesting one because of his defensive status, but he has an injury, and that is Stephen Hill. He's going to have a severely hampered preseason. Now,
you don't want that written next to your name.
No, you don't.
Priced at 73, went 91 only 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and he's got defender status.
Yeah.
So, he was a bit frustrating last year.
He is a frustrating player.
You'd actually, it'd take a lot of balls to actually pick him off a good preseason.
Severely hampered preseason rules me.
They're not even
out.
Sure when he's going to be back into full training.
No.
All that,
oh,
so
my.
That's a worry.
He spent a lot of time on our waiver wire last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think that he... I guess we just don't want to think about guys that have had limited preseason.
No.
That's the thing
no.
that we've learnt probably a lot in our long time of talking about fantasy football.
Speaking of which, how's Harley Bennell going?
Well, let's talk about him. I think we have to talk about him.
He's
only $236,000.
God, he's getting cheaper every year, isn't he?
Like that has averaged in the 90s before.
Well, multiple years.
Yes, when he was up at the Suns.
Yeah.
fair to say things haven't gone his way while he's been a Docker.
No, but not yet.
He's only a mid, though. That's the other thing about him. So
they always
put him mid status.
The odds are always against Harley.
Talk to the Freako.
He doesn't play, Roy.
Did he only train in the midfield before his calf?
Unjustifiable. That's bullying.
It is.
He's still an option, though, at that price. No, he's not anymore. Considering it. No. Other players that might be cheap at that price too, which is a little bit cheaper at $216,000, is Griffin Logue. Now, he played 13 games in his debut season in 2017. Averaged 42.5, not great. A few scores in the 50s and 60s. Mm. Had surgery in his foot at the end of the year, but he's looking good at training at the moment. And for his price...
Good as in 42 good or...?
Well, at 216K, it's worth probably just... having a crack at him as a potential bench option
Of course.
In defence.
Oh, he'll be up to 55, 60.
Yeah.
Naturally.
But he'll do what other rookies that price is going to do. So
I was actually being serious that bit.
A couple of the other rookies that we will look at from these guys. Brad Bewley. There's already been an article that he's firming. Brad Bewley.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Basketball background.
Firming for round one debut. 170K you'll pay for him. He's a midfielder, 23 years old. So when at pick 59, so he gets that basement price. Average 96 for Williamstown in the VFL. So some good numbers there. Played against men, obviously. So he's one to watch, especially as they've been talking about him potentially playing in round one.
Oh,
gosh, there's a lot of mature ages cheap this year.
It's a new trend, Roy.
Well, clubs need to think this way, I think.
Well, finally.
They're ready to.
Yeah, finally.
We've been saying it for years. Like,
bugger kids. Kids will get old. When they get old, then they can play.
Luke Valenti's another one. $208,000 midfield. Average 87 in the under-18 championship.
How old is he, South dog?
Australia? Well, he's 18, mate.
No. Oh, wah, wah, baby.
<Blaise's> baby. Sam Sturt's another young little pup there. He was taken at pick 17, so you'll pay that bit more at $238,000 as a forward. Probably a bit raw because he chose footy over
it's
cricket.
A better way to put
it. He's got a cricket background.
He's got a cricket. Now, how did what was your mate for the Crows? Keithy?
Keithy. Yeah, he had a cricket background. It doesn't serve you well in football.
That's probably pretty much it from these
bit
guys.
Bit of a sledge. Helps you out with a sledge. That's about it.
We'll have a look at a couple of questions here from the Twitter sphere.
Getting off track.
Because some people have asked us some questions about these guys. Yes, you guys need to be reined right in. Now, Denham wants to know if Bewley is a walk-up for the mid-bench. I think we can.
At this stage,
he's a December lock.
Oh, and he's 23.
Yeah.
Get him in. Mature age, baby.
At the moment, like, obviously, when we're looking at all these cheap players right down at the bottom end, we've got the JLT to look through to see if they're a chance to be in that 22.
We've got the JLT to trick us.
And then we have
interchanging
a few hours when teams get announced and we all jump on these guys and...
Yes. I love to hate that time of year.
Nick wants to know about Griff Logue as a cheap option. Yep, that's all looking pretty good. And, geez, Nick's keen on Bewley as well.
Yep.
Bennell, if he is named round one, boys, Nick wants to know this.
Oh,
will
don't.
You do it?
Big fat yes. I would.
It's a disgusting yes.
I love it. I miss him.
Put him on your ground?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, far out I would.
And, yes, Blakely, can he average over 100? We didn't really say that before.
Yes.
He can.
Right on the dot.
Yeah.
That's a good option.
He's probably got 10 in him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Adrian does ask here, is this the year that Nat Fyfe goes huge? His average at the new Perth Stadium is massive. Ooh, better have a look at those numbers, I think.
I like it, mate. I like it.
Yeah.
There's can something about him. Can he become a top 8 midfielder without Neil?
There's something about him that just reeks 110.
I told you earlier, he's Brownlow.
Yeah.
He wins.
He wins the Brownlow.
But to do that, he needs 110.
He does.
Yep. And the selectors, when they do the votes, they look at that.
Well, look at who wins.
That's it. Pig.
Pigs.
Ah, the Freo Dockers. Plenty of options there, Calvin.
Oh, Warndog, you've actually done really well.
There's lots of options there. So you can grab all of our podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere else you can find them, Google Podcasts, and all of the price reveals on afl.com.au. You can check those out every couple of days. We've got plenty of great ones to come across this preseason right up until launch. And don't forget, the next one that we'll be looking at will be the Western Bulldogs.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.